Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another hot, fantastical episode of Scrollin' with your girls, Jen and V. I'm your girl, Jen. Hey, y'all. Hey, what's up? What's good? And this is my co-host over here,
V Greasy. What's going on, my scrollers? Miss y'all.
That's how I feel when V with that V Greasy. All right, y'all. So we have to always do a great cheers of the night before we get it started and kicked it off. Cause you know, we gotta feel good when we scrolling.
That's right.
You know, cheers, we gotta have our liquor intake while we scrolling. Mm-hmm. And what do we call this, V? Area 50 Wonder?
Yes, you got it. Area 50 Wonder, okay. Y'all. So make sure y'all hit up our Instagram and watch us make this beauty, this blue beauty.
Yes, mm-hmm. Our bevy of the night.
Right.
So y'all ready to get into it? We done cheers. We sipping.
Yes.
Y'all got your phones ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Matter of fact, have your eyes on the TV though.
Right.
Or the screens, wherever you at. Computer, laptop. Let's get into it. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
What do we have for the first part of our show, V? Let's get it. Pop it.
It's
what
our
is
favorite
it?
Section, Jen.
What is it, baby?
The comment section.
Ooh, wee. Because y'all what? Y'all light it up.
Yes.
And we are here for it.
I am ready to read them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this.
I'm going to kick us off, Jen.
Okay.
When you pick the wrong movie to Netflix and chill to.
Oh, that's happened.
Dang, that's the worst.
That is happening.
IG user at Richard_Neville's posted this. Well, the movie was just supposed to be background noise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sir.
I'd have been like, excuse me. Excuse me.
No, you need to be looking at me. This coochie is too good
and you eat
and
popcorn,
wet.
Too?
Okay.
If I get a kernel in my eyebrow, I swear on cheese and crackers.
You're going to get up and start swaying.
I mean, bruh. Bruh.
All right, commenters. What y'all think about this? Eating popcorn, watching a movie.
Crazy.
Why you humping me?
That is crazy.
Logan P says, popcorn crumbs hit her all in the forehead. Jen just said, if I get a popcorn
thank you.
In my
thank
eye.
You, 1. Logan. Thank you. That's exciting. What I'm saying. The third Estate 73, when the plot is thicker than her.
Oh, and I don't like that. I feel some type of way. No, baby, because this cooch is good. You would not be watching a movie and eat. Ginger_0380 says, me trying to pick my head up to see too.
Like
girl,
this.
Ginger, like
this.
Like, what are you watching? Okay.
What's going on?
You in me while watching a movie. What?
I love it.
Mm-mm.
Why my tongue? Okay.
That's that blue.
Hey, Cassidy. Ain't no damn way. Y'all better be four years into the f***ing for this. Take your attention.
Yeah, like y'all.
Okay, y'all better be in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Y'all better have been doing this.
Okay.
It better not be a first date, I guess is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. _Kalia.a says, he not missing a beat though.
He not.
He humping and watching.
He not.
Humping and watching.
He is multitasking, Kayla.
He is into the movie and into her.
Ryan Davis Comedy. Major Pain got me one time.
Not Major Pain.
Major Pain was a good movie.
It was. It was so funny. So good. Shout out to the Wayans brothers. Love the Wayans brothers. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of their skits mm-hmm. with TikToks and stuff, huh, Jen? Mm-hmm. So shout out to
them. The Wayans.
Yes.
They funny.
They are.
Why
I love
you
their whole
do a skit
family.
About them? They are hilarious.
Yes.
Okay?
Love them down.
All right, y'all. Now, I know Amazon doesn't pay enough to do this. TikTok user The Real Rail TV posted this.
They said take off chain and deliver to front doors. Must be out your mind.
Oh, I'm not doing none of that. That's one route I'm not going to do. Nope. Doesn't look secure at all.
No.
And it say no trespass.
Exactly.
So I'm not about to trespass.
I would contact Amazon and say, uh-uh.
Comments.
My life is
Let's
in
see
danger.
What y'all feel about this bridge.
Okay.
Life of Dad, undeliverable. Reason, sketchy ass f-
It is.
Very
yes,
much
Life
so.
Of Dad. That part.
Plain and simple.
Okay, I value my life, all right?
Look at him.
Yanamori says, girl, what? TS says, no trespassing. I ain't taking nothing off, okay? Mm-mm. I mean, absolutely
That's
nothing.
That package is not going to make
Mm-mm.
it.
You ain't getting this package, boo-boo. Not from
Cindy
me.
Cindy Garza, that's not a bridge. That's termites holding hands. Absolutely. Correcto.
Oh, Mark Simpson says, not even for a Scooby snack. Like, no. Mm-mm.
I'm good on it. Mm-mm. I'm good
Count
on
me
it.
Out, honey.
Tourette's life as a DoorDasher, this is a hell no for me.
It better be, Tourette's.
I would just
baby.
Throw the bag all the way to the solid part and take a picture and tell them it was delivered.
Okay. Try my hoop nope. skills.
Throw it, okay. past, throw it past the wood.
Okay. Shoot.
Landing.
Right. Oh, for real. Landing. If it didn't land, if it landed in some I water, say, oops.
Look, hope they pizza, the pepperoni still on their pizza.
Oops, because ain't nobody going through that. Ain't nobody going through that.
Nah,
bro. I value my life. Yeah,
I,
like, no.
I value yours for
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you. My
I've
life
been,
is
I've
in
been
danger.
Like this, feed. I don't, that's not, we, let's mm-mm. just hold this one out.
Okay, like, I'm not
Matter
doing
fact,
that.
I'm eating the pizza.
Okay.
On the next round.
supervisor, my life is in danger, and I didn't want to go down that road. I'm going to send you a picture of it so you can see supervisor.
Happening.
Okay?
Mm-mm.
All right, y'all.
Mm-mm.
What are you doing if your baby daddy sends your child home with this? TikTok user at Beauty by Barize posted this.
Daddy,
my baby daddy done lost his mind sending my baby home with this.
Open your eyes.
But to say daddy love you.
Wake up.
What is that? A pillow? That's a pillow of her daddy?
A pillow
my
of
baby
her
daddy
baby
lost
daddy.
His mind sending my baby home. But so I guess, look, if you want to cuddle with daddy, I know I can't be there for you.
Oh.
But if you want to cuddle with daddy, I'm right here.
Mm-mm,
and look, she got it on her bed. You can tell that's her little blanket.
Yeah, and is that for you, sis, or for the child? Because it's giving me, like, he passing that on to you. He probably told us.
It does look like a pretty GQ
pic.
Yeah,
it's giving me, yeah. That's not for no kid, honey. All right, coming. What y'all think about this pose, honey, and him giving that to his baby mama? That's who it's for. All right. Multiple fruits, okay? Posted. Thinking about him choosing which picture to use for this is sending me, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Sir.
Custom made. Nina Tunavasa with his best outfit on.
Apparently. Because my boy got the pose.
Got that and, prom outfit on.
Okay. Love of You and Company says, did he send it for you or the baby?
Like you see.
Okay, because like baby, said. It's giving this for you, sis.
A little confused.
Mm-hmm.
Caddy baby, message. I'm still in the motherfucking house.
Because the pill is here. That means I'm here.
Yeah. I see everything going on.
Right. Mary Gracian says, I feel your pain. Uh-oh, not you got one too from the baby daddy.
Y'all got it from the
Mary.
Same company.
Oh, Mary.
Wow.
Them baby daddy's trying to get y'all
that
back, honey.
That is so funny.
It is funny.
She writes 96, put this in your mama room when you get home.
Exactly.
That's what he was meant to tell the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Steph says, it's only funny because it's not my baby daddy.
Right. I bet right. if it was your baby daddy.
I'd be like, okay, you doing
too
much.
You've been having the same problem and thought process. Steph. Okay. Alexi the Leo, check for a recorder.
I was just going to think, I was thinking that, Lexi.
Bree, the creator, responded, that's the first thing my mom said when I text her.
Yes.
You right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaky.
Right, because that's people are
sneaky.
So sneaky. And they try to hide these cameras and
yeah.
everything. And yeah, and send it by the child.
That's a violation of privacy.
It is, big time.
Like if you put a camera in a pillow and you send it by the child to put in mama's bedroom or in her bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no.
That is a violation.
I hope
like,
there's no camera in there.
Man. Come on. And you trying to get, so that's your way of trying to get back with your baby mama. Like, Jen, if you was a baby
full
mama,
body pillow.
Would you accept that if you was a baby mama?
Yeah.
Would you accept it and be like, okay, so.
I lay with it.
You lay with it?
Yeah. We created a kid.
Would you call him and say, so who is this pillow
I'd
for exactly?
Selfies, like, and sending it to him. Like
this. You ain't getting me back, but I'll take this pillow.
Right. I'll tease the hell out of him.
I'll tease him,
but I'll kind of, I'd had the pillow like this. Like, I'll do a video like. You missed this, huh?
Yeah, you missed this all this
Come
good
on.
Loving, honey.
I'll do all kind of plays on words with
I
that
know
pillow.
That's right. Like, you missed out on a good one. You
yes,
missed out
indeed.
On a good one. And I'm still not taking your ass back.
All right, y'all. Let's keep it moving with the comment section. What is wrong with Unk's back? V.
Oh, I don't know. Uncle's
Let's see. IG2_weird for you posted this.
Bro, your back.
Oh.
Your back.
Oh,
it
no.
It looked like granite.
It does.
I remember when I was in
it's
the
counter. It's a countertop.
Ask your man 1,000, like, bro.
Put your shirt on.
Oh, my yes. God.
Oh, like my God. It's look. It's some soap. It's something he uses.
Dried up soap. He's not rinsing it all.
Using it.
It's not gonna
look at
burn,
his nails. It ain't gonna do nothing. It ain't gonna do nothing.
It ain't even gonna penetrate. Yeah.
You need a dermatologist at this point. Yeah. Oh, wow. You need professional.
You need some Amaral.
Girl. Because, girl, what?
Ooh, he said you look, it look like granite.
It does look like granite.
It look like a countertop.
Man, it look like a crocodile. Like the Lubriderm commercials back in the day.
All right,
like
commenters.
Crocodile.
Let's see what y'all saying about these scales.
My man's is ashy.
Nothing but net. I've never calling it lotion again. It's forever lotion. Y'all crazy.
He needs
lotion.
He needs the premium version or whatever.
Oh, for real.
That's so, oh my God.
Medical lotion
okay.
or something.
Flora Prince says, I know that ish itchy and hard as F, right? Is it dried up soap?
And
is
look,
it...
he run his nail on his back like to show you how ashy. He is.
And I wonder, is it hard?
He ran his like nail on it. Oh, my God. That's sad.
It is.
Look X718 underscore. He needs to exfoliate before he can even think about moisturizing.
Right. He got to go through a whole process. Yeah. You got to take it step by step.
Agree.
Go see a dermatologist, unk. Because Buki, I'm surprised he's not just itching all over.
Yeah.
Luca Robbins 1 says, man, help him out. He can't reach the whole back. You're going to
have
some
to rub some
in for him.
And that's
him.
The problem.
And the person who posted it says, man, F that. What?
Yeah. See, and he don't have nobody to help him. He probably showering with hard water. And who knows where they live.
Kind of
probably
water.
Got hard water. Mm-hmm. And nobody's there to, you
assist
know, men
him.
Don't do that.
Right.
Some men don't do that extra stuff.
Yeah.
To
Ooh.
Take care of themselves.
My dude, when you go to your doctor's appointments and they check you out, because they normally go through your back to check, you know, I wonder if they catch that and say, what's going on?
Really bad.
Yeah.
Okay. It's underscore Jinx. What in the alligator skin is going on?
Exactly.
Like VC.
Like that Lubriderm commercial back in the day.
Oh.
Because, boo, you need a bad. I mean, bizad. Dang, unk.
Well, cheers.
And he just laughing about it like, oh,
thank
like,
hey. Yeah, stop
like
laughing
he, like
at
he
him.
Just
that's,
so,
not, that's not nice.
He's so unbothered about it.
I feel sorry for him. Did you see his nails?
Mm-hmm.
It's just overall healthy care for himself,
right.
period, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not that.
You could just tell
that,
he's not that type.
He's probably just a rough man, you know, that doesn't really take care
of
himself
like that. One
of them old
school cats, yeah.
Just get out the shower, don't exfoliate, don't lotion himself up, and just go on about his day.
Just go on about his day.
You know, just go do hard work. But did you see his nails again?
I did. At least he bathing. At least he bathing. But, Unc, I need you to moisturize, exfoliate, grease. Get some, he needs some Diddy oil.
Oh, my God.
The Diddy oil will even help you out.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed that it's called Diddy oil.
Okay.
Because it'll help you out.
It would definitely
help you out.
Because that's so bad when you ash it.
That's sad.
And y'all know what black folk, you know, we got that melanin in our skin. You can just tell when we are ashy and we need some moisturization.
Especially if you're dark skin.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
I told V the other day, I was like, my legs, when I had that dress on when we were recording, I said, my legs are so scaly. But you know, it's like you can see it.
Right.
Because I'm light skinned.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a darker complexion.
Right.
You have to really cocoa butter that up, you know? And that man probably wears shirts every day and don't even think to put, he probably don't even own lotion.
He don't care.
Do you know how many people will get out the shower automatically without putting any kind of moisturizer
right.
on?
Oh, yeah, I know.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I've done it. But not to that.
Not to that extent. Like, I put it on the next day because when I get out the shower at night, I put a little lotion on, but not much because I don't like my hands to feel dry.
I, you know what?
But when I go to bed, I don't like to feel it on my sheets.
I don't like
oily.
I don't like it on my sheets.
Right. I don't like
and
it on my sheets.
When I get in my bed, I like my legs to rub together smoothly.
Right.
But once you have lotion or some moisturizer on it, now in the morning when it's time to put on clothes
exactly,
and stuff to exit out the house,
right.
that's a different story.
Cocoa butter, Vaseline, Diddy oil, or whatever. So,
all right. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break.
Yes.
All right, and get us some lotion,
right,
so that we can feel like we, you know, not talking about it but being about it. All right, pay some bills, but y'all don't go nowhere. We're gonna be right back. V, what we have up for him next?
What that mouth do? Hey, Hey, y'all, welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We have reached the second part of tonight's show. Jen, what we got for the good scrollers, baby?
I got something for you, baby.
What, girl?
What that mouth do?
Ooh, wee, honey. What it do, baby? We want to see, is it food? Is it something else? Is it organs in your mouth?
Anything dealing with the yum-yum?
Yes,
taste buds.
Honey.
Let's see. All right, well, let's get it started,
All right, let's go.
And I'm going to kick us off.
All right.
Would you like to taste this cookie?
Damn.
I guess it just depends on what cookie you're talking about. All right? But we're going to see. IG user, a man... Dev posted this.
If I bite into a cookie and I taste Nemo's esophagus, then your great-grandchildren are going to need a lawyer because I'm suing everybody.
Okay, look like tuna.
Tuna stuffed cookie, chicken of the sea to be exact. Oh, my word.
I didn't even see it said tuna stuff. It just looked like pink tuna.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And the raw tuna.
And it looked like a cooch.
Like nothing that you mix, you know, like you mix your tuna with mayo or Miracle Whip and seasoning.
That's
you think
disgusting.
It's good,
thing? No.
It probably is sweet and salty at the same time.
No, I wouldn't even try that.
For $1 million, you wouldn't try?
I would try it.
Yeah,
$1 million,
I'm thing.
Trying it.
I'm trying it. And I'm eating another one.
Right. Give me my Millie. Okay?
Yeah, y'all got this in a dozen.
Okay, give me half up front, and I'm going to eat half, and give me the other half when I eat
Absolutely.
The other half.
If, like, if it was for some money, but I'm just saying, it might
a
be good, y'all. Cookie.
Just imagine you go to a party. I wasn't there.
Yeah. Okay, just imagine how it would smell in the kitchen between sweet and tuna fish. Tuna fish already have a harsh smell.
Exactly. You have to already, beware of the smell with tuna.
Tuna already have like this harsh...
It does.
It
but tuna
so
stuffed cookie, I feel like my stomach would be toe up from the flow.
And my stomach
up.
Can easily be toe
yes,
up. My stomach
mine
be like,
too,
girl,
yes.
What are you doing?
That mixture
you know,
like that?
Like, bitch, you know better.
Sweet and salty combined at the same time.
It might be a good mixture, V.
I can't imagine myself going to a party. It's like, oh, this cookie look good. Let me try the cookie. Let me see.
Not only that, V. Biting into it automatically, thinking that it's a
just a
snickerdoodle.
Cookie. Right, my favorite.
Or a, and that's why I said it, chocolate chip, oatmeal. Imagine just going to a party and biting it without, and the host would be like this.
Like, oh my God, like, what
Did
happened?
You really
Are
spit
you okay?
out my cookie? And I've been like, who bought these?
Like, who I made these? Them. What do you mean, who bought these?
They're
I
not
made
invited
them.
To the cookout, basically. You cannot bring the sweets.
No.
All right, V, what you got?
Oh, goodness. All right. When he says, I like my girls, how I like my chicken. Ooh. Okay, let me see what you're talking about.
Greasy.
I just use it at comedic_Cody posted this.
Dry, under-seasoned, extra white. Still alive, but only a little. Oh, you only like girls from Utah. Can somebody drop a hint? Can I buy a vowel?
We play that tone.
I can't stand him.
Baby.
I'm mad at him.
He nailed it.
Look how he looks. He's sexy.
I like my
dry.
Girl, I like
that ain't chicken,
okay?
Bro. That ain't chicken.
He said dry, extra white, none
Girl,
season.
That look like the stuff that you decorate in the sit in the walls. Like just for the aesthetic that you put the plastic
yes,
over.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
look like
yeah,
some
yeah,
decoration
yeah.
that you
decorative
fact,
elements.
That has no I'd even take the grill ones
Mm-mm.
over there with the
over
lines
there,
in.
Cause baby, that is white. He you know what? Them things must have been in a deep freezer.
But you
and
know
he
what?
Just took them out to let them thaw
Comedic
out.
Cody, I want him to really tell us what he meant by that.
Right.
Like you said, dry? Unseasoned? From Utah? I'm just saying, that way white.
It is.
They
it
pale.
They literally white.
All right, y'all. Let's keep going with what that mouth do.
Dang.
He's sexy. I'll take a lick of him, though.
Oh.
All right. Girl, that is not crawfish.
Oh.
Okay. IG user, it's just Tierra posted this. Curious.
Uh-oh.
It's a crawfish.
Oh! Girl, what is that? Oh! What the hell?
But you need to call Area 51. Baby, you gotta. What is that?
It's
at
a
the bottom.
Octopus?
What is that at the top?
What is at the top? Rewind
okay.
it.
Yes.
Let me see what's at the top.
It's
watermelon.
Like
some...
What is it at the
it's
top?
A
oh, in the pan.
Girl, what is it? And y'all, that is the name of our drink, Area 50 what is Wonder. Going,
what is that, V?
A girl, because I'm wondering, what is that? That ain't no crawfish.
No, ma'am, that is not a crawdaddy. That is not a
crawdaddy.
That might be the great-grandfather.
Okay.
But that is not.
From the ancestors. Might be the ancestors, honey. Okay,
that might be the ancestry.
In the day.
That's ancestry.com.
Right, because what in the
baby,
hell?
He ain't come from Louisiana.
He can have that house. That he can have everything
oh, baby.
In here.
Yep,
I'm getting
I'm
gone.
Out.
I'm
out.
I'm gone. Run, Forrest. Run, Forrest. Run. For real.
He in a bed.
Girl.
He in a bed.
The top and the bottom has something going on. I'm like, girl, what
that,
is it?
And you know what? To me, that's got a smell.
Yeah, right.
That's got a smell.
It's got to. You know what escaped that refrigerator? That smell.
All right, y'all. We got to take a quick commercial break.
Ooh, that got me.
Y'all don't go, Y'all don't go right. anywhere. We're going to be right back. What we got for the people, V?
Louder for the people in the bag. Bag.
That girl need a message.
Oh, for real. Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V, y'all. We have reached the last part of tonight's wild and crazy show, okay?
Crazy.
For real. Jen, what we got for the last segment for tonight, girl?
All right.
Louder for the people in the back. Oh, right, because it's always a what, Jen?
It's always the end of a story. Mm. It's a message. There's a message, and it's a positive. It could be positive. Mm-hmm. It could be confusing.
Yep.
But it'd be something you could take away.
Yep, that part.
Okay.
What she said. All mm-hmm. right, and I'm going to get us started. I mean, like, aren't you even a little embarrassed? All right. TikTok user at yemisi.egbwoli posted this.
There is something absolutely sinister about an adult who actively chooses not to wear appropriate clothing in an environment that is marketed towards children. And we need to talk about it more. Because we have allowed people to do it in an effort to not condition people's bodies or not have a say on how people express themselves. But in doing so, we have eroded rules. Rules that don't have to be on a board or in front of a building before you walk in, but rules that exist in society without having to say so. And I'm talking about Disneyland because I was there yesterday for the first time. Hey, East Coaster. It was great. Thanks for having me. I also don't need to see somebody in almost chaps when I'm looking at a toddler meeting Daisy and Donald for the first time, right? And it's almost like if you say it out loud, people are like, what is this, the Puritan movement, the temperance movement? Is this crucible? Like, what's going on here? Let women be women. Let people be people. No. No. We have to claw back these spaces, right? I saw a conversation about the Houston Rodeo and how people were like, what's going on? We're losing the plot here. Adults are walking around and they think it's a club, but this is really a fairground. Mm-hmm. It's a carnival. For children, they're meeting animals, they're meeting livestock for the first time, right? It's like 4-H.
And you know what, V? The animals probably like, you smell more than I do. Because y'all should have seen the rodeo.
Yes.
In Houston.
I'm so glad that she mentioned the Houston rodeo because I was going to comment and say that. They have to put rules in place.
Hand in hand.
Yeah, because people don't know how to dress at certain events. Mm-hmm. This is a family function. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people spring breaking out here for the
you
rodeo
have to have
2026.
Have a dress code at certain places.
Yes.
It is, even though we're outside, still
yeah.
outside, you mm-hmm. have to have a dress code.
Yeah. And it should be an unspoken rule. When you're going to a place where families and children is going to be there, you need to
animals.
Dress appropriately, right?
The animals.
You got your butt crack mm-hmm. showing, you got your mm-hmm. tits, you know, showing, just mm-hmm. dressing a mess.
Y'all, I literally saw a little boy. I was there, and I literally saw a little boy walking with his dad, hand in hand. He may have been about that tall.
Yeah.
Right behind a woman that have no drawers on.
See?
And, you know, he's not thinking. He looked like he might have been 4 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really, he's looking.
Right.
But he's not putting thinking two like, and two. Come on.
Inappropriate.
And this is for scholarships.
Yeah,
this
right.
is fundraisers mm-hmm. for college.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, high schoolers are, you know, scrambling calves.
Yeah. And know,
you know
your
for,
audience.
For money.
It's
you know?
These youngsters, Jen, these mm-hmm. these new folk. I don't know what y'all call them new folks. What is it? Generation X and Alphas and all of that.
You know what it also is, V? That's people that were coming. That's in general for whatever she was saying too. Disneyland.
Right. That's screen that kids.
The rodeo. Right. But Disney?
That's for children. It's targeted for children.
Yeah.
Like,
talking
seriously?
About Daffy Duck and Mickey Mouse and, you know, Pluto.
Right. Goofy. You know?
It's, things are just, has just changed. And I was going to reference the rodeo that's newcomers to Houston.
Right.
That don't know no better, you know? And they dress like that at home and they don't know what this is really based around.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do your research. That's my thing. Do your research. If you don't know what this venue is about and you want to come visit, do your research.
I like to bars or lounges. I'm like, can I wear sneakers?
Exactly.
You know, do I need a dress up? You know, I kind of look at reels to see on Instagram to see how the crowd dresses.
Exactly. That's what you should do when you go anywhere. All right, y'all. That is the end of the show. Your girls gotta go. Don't forget to check us out on social media at Jen and V on TV and catch us on YouTube at Scrolling with Jen and V. We'll see you guys next time on another episode of Scrolling with Jen and V. Jen and V out!